Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue with our devotional series from the Suffer Well devotional series, and we're looking at the attributes of love, and we're up to number 5, which is found in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and 1 Corinthians 13:4 talks about this concept of puffed up. It says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful or proud. So some translations say puffed up, some translations say proud. And I'm going to read the devotional to you, and then I'm going to discuss this, because this is one of the most important things. Because when you think about Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, our Messiah, you could replace him all over the scriptures with the word love, and he's love. And the last thing you will find him being is arrogant or proud. And anytime you have arrogance or pride or puffed up in something, it's not love. It's not love. So it says, love is not puffed up, and therefore Yahweh is not puffed up. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Proverbs 24:17 says, don't rejoice when your enemies fall or happy when they stumble. This is all scripture I'm giving you here. It says the holy instruction summarizes well the fifth attribute of love. Yet, as the redeemed of Yahweh, we must always remember from where we came. And it says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit goes before a fall. It is only due to His love being shed abroad into our hearts, our minds, our souls, as a gift from the Spirit, as Romans 5:5 says. And His hope will not lead to disappointment. But for we know how dearly Yahweh loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love, that we ourselves can stumble and not fall. Romans 11:11 says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the non-Jewish people, for to provoke them to jealousy. We already covered these different aspects of love and what it is. And we continue with the devotional says, as love's final attribute, all of the previous attributes are summed up as a whole. The continuing pattern that must be practiced with every thought is one cannot fall at any of the 16 attributes of love and yet claim to love. You have to be told to take every thought captive to the obedience of Messiah. And that's in 2 Corinthians 10:5. As it says, we demolish arguments and every decision that sets up itself against the knowledge of Yahweh. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Yeshua. Hallelujah. And in this, every thought is accountable to love's true standards. Self-reliance, self-satisfaction, and self-arrogant all scream out, look what I did. And all of these are puffed up failures. Would it be too profound for you to acknowledge what he has told you throughout his written word? You are your own greatest idol, and that the very thing you are being saved from is yourself, your pride. Open your spiritual eyes, loved one. See what is really going on. I give you a new commandment, and that is you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you should have love for one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Keep showing the love amongst yourself. John 13:34-35. So we think about this concept of this attribute of love, that thou shall not be puffed up. And we think about that, and when we look at the scriptures, Puffed up means prideful. And we think about our Creator's greatest quality, or one of them, is his humbleness. And he calls us to be humble and humility. And then we look at the pride and the warning the scriptures give. The first time we look at the word pride in the scriptures, it's found in Leviticus 26:19. And Leviticus 26:19 says, I will break your proud spirit by making the skies as unyielding as iron and the earth as hard as bronze. This concept of taking these gifts that Yahweh has given us, the very land we live on that provides the food and the sustenance, and the very heaven that we go to where we could spend our eternity, he'll make them both so hard and stony because of our stony hearts and our pride. This is the first time the word pride is found here in the scriptures. And I mention this because if you have the pride, the self-ego, you cannot have complete love, because that's an attribute that doesn't go along with what love is. And then the last time in the scriptures we see the word pride is in 1 John 2:16, where it says, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride is our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from the world. From the world, from the enemy. Things that are not of him, because he is love and these things aren't from him. And we look at how pride has tear down nations. It's the lack of love. That's what it comes down to. The lack of love. And if you have pride, you are lacking love. If you're puffed up, you're lacking love. 2 Samuel 1:19 says, your pride and joy, O Israel, lies dead on the hills. Oh, how the mighty heroes have fallen. When you see the word pride, just switch it with the word lack of love. Because anytime you're living with less than the attributes of love, that's what you're creating. 2 Chronicles 32:26 says, then Ezekiel humbled himself and repented for his pride, or his lack of love, as did the people of Jerusalem. So Yahweh's anger did not fall on them during Hezekiah's lifetime. I'm going to say it again. When you see the word pride, there's no complete love. It's a lack of love. You got to get the pride out. You got to get the being puffed up out. You got to understand. And we look at a man that was humbled by something like this. We look at Job. See, Job was humbled because he was a prideful man with all he had. And this is why the scriptures say it's so hard for a man who has a lot. It's a lot of money and everything else. It's the poor man that's really rich, because it's hard not to be prideful when you've gained a lot here in material things, big houses, big cars. It's hard not to be prideful. And I would submit to you that it's prideful to deny that. Because so many people out there have this pride and arrogance to them. And how can you talk about true love when you have pride and you're not looking upon the humble and you're not showing humility to them? Job 33:17 says, he makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. This here confirms, according to the Bible, pride is wrong. Pride is not something that's good. It clearly states it here in Job 33:17. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. Our Creator is calling pride wrong. It's wrong. It should not be part of us. Not only is it not part of love, it should have no part of anything to do with Yeshua. Nobody can call themselves a follower of somebody who they're not following. Yeshua was the least thing about pride you would ever find and being puffed up. Who had every opportunity and also every justification to be the most prideful, puffed up person for everything he could do. But he humbled himself to come down in a human form for us. Showing no pride, no arrogance, not puffed at all, because he showed his love to us. Complete love. They say Yeshua is the living Torah, because the Torah is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and the foundation of all his teachings. It's found in the first 5 books of the Bible, starting in Genesis. And Yeshua was all of that. He didn't sin. He was the walking law. He was the Torah, the guidelines and instructions and the will of our Father. Well, he was also the walk-in version of what complete love is, the perfect example of complete love. And when we look at that and we see what it says in the scriptures, Job 35:12 says, "And when they cry out, Yahweh does not answer because of their pride." It says all over the scriptures, Yahweh hears the humble, but he detests the prayers of the wicked. He detests the prayers of the wicked. He's not looking for the proud. He's looking for those that love. Those that love. Not lovers of themselves or lovers of money or lovers of houses. He's looking for lovers of love. Lovers of love. And it must have every attribute of love to be love. The Bible is a book of opposites. Good versus evil. Life versus death. Love versus hate. It says in Proverbs 8:13, all who fear Yahweh will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption, and perverse speech. See, something is supposed to happen when you become a believer. Something is supposed to change your heart. When it talks about getting circumcised and your heart is circumcised, you're going to love what he loves and hate what he hates. He's saying, you know, and he loves love. That's what Yeshua is. That's what he gave us. That's the difference of the covenant. It wasn't the commandments that were different. It was the love and the attitude that was different. That's what we're trying to get through to you here. It was Yeshua's attitude that was different. It wasn't the law that changed or the commandments that changed. It was the attitude about it that changed. And the attitude towards people that changed. It doesn't say not to judge your neighbor. It says don't judge them, to knock them down, lift them up. That's the concept of it. That's the pattern of it. All who fear Yahweh or in awe of him will hate evil. Will hate the things that are not of love. And that's pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. If you find yourself enjoying these things of the world, you don't enjoy love. You don't enjoy love, and then you don't enjoy Yeshua. 2 Timothy 3 verse 4 says, they will betray their friends, be reckless, and puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than our Creator. And I bring this scripture out to you because I wanted to talk to you about this for a moment. They will betray their friends, be reckless, and be puffed up. Well, in the scriptures we read today about what love is, and it says love is not puffed up. So they will be betray their friends, and they will be reckless, and they will lack love for one another. Basically, that's what the scripture is saying in 2 Timothy 3:4. They will lack love for one another. They will love pleasure of the world rather than love our Creator. And that's exactly what's happening with people today. It's not that love doesn't exist. It's they're loving the wrong things. And that's creating a big problem. And if you're loving the wrong things and you're doing it with that wrong attitude, then it's not the love that it comes from the Father. It's the worldly definition of love. Oh, I love my money, my cars, and my house, and everything else. No. We love Yahweh and everything Yahweh stands for. And to love one another and to love him. Job 33:17 says, he makes them turn from doing wrong, from pride. He keeps them from pride. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. So we discussed it. Pride is wrong, and that's what he keeps us from. That's what we have to understand. Being prideful and being proud has nothing to do with Yahweh's love. Nothing to do with Yahweh's love. And remember from the beginning to the end, remember the beginning, Satan, who was one of Yahweh's own, fell for one reason. Because of pride. Pride. Pride comes before destruction and before the fall. And that's what people are today. People need to humble themselves in humility. Ezekiel 28:17 says, your heart was proud because of your beauty, corrupted your wisdom in the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground and exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you. Remember, the pride goes before destruction. You know, it's humility before honor, it says in the scriptures. You know, so we need to get this concept of love. And it's something that's missing. You know, we need to do everything with humility and nothing out of selfish ambition. Philippians 2:3, as it says. You know, remember, our Creator has blessed us with so much. And we must be caretakers of that and love that. And He's blessed us with His opportunity to love. And He's given it to us. And we're breaking it down here, what love truly is. Because we hear it so many times. And it's not this Greek term of these different names. Well, this is what this type of love is. And this is like this type of love. No. No, according to the Hebrew mindset, there's only one type of love. You either have it or you don't. And that type of love has 16 attributes, and one of them is love is not puffed up. That's what it is. That's what it is. We have to remember Deuteronomy 8:11-14 says, beware that you not forget Yahweh, your Elohim, by keeping His commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and you are satisfied and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget Yahweh, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. This is the trap, and this is what it happened, and this is what makes sure it don't happen. When He gives us what we want, if our heart's not circumcised, we forget about Him. We forget about Him. Do not deceive yourselves. Do not deceive yourselves and forget about Him. Remember, self-ego is something we must let go of. We must let go. We must let go. It says in 2 Corinthians 12:7, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Hallelujah. Suffering well. Suffering well. Embracing that suffering. Thank you for keeping me humble. Thank you, Father Yahweh. How could you do this to me? I'm who I am. How could? No. Thank you, Father, for keeping me humble. Thank you. As Job said, He giveth and He taketh away. You know, James 4:6 says He gives to us more. He gives us more grace. This is why it says Yahweh opposed the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Jeremiah 5:21 says, hear this, you foolish and senseless people who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Romans 2:8 says, but for those who are self-seeking, who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. Our Creator despises the proud. Despise the proud. He wants us to love. He created us to love. He wants us to learn what love is. That's what Yeshua is here for, to teach us love, to teach us how to love His Father, and to teach us how to love one another. And His commandments help us achieve that. That's it. Proverbs 16:5 says, everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. He will not be unpunished. It's an abomination. Just as the scriptures say, breaking the Sabbath is an abomination. Homosexuality is an abomination. Well, so is a proud heart. It's an abomination. And Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, 6:16-17 says, there are 6 things Yahweh hates. No, even 7. They are detestable to Him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. We must understand love if we want to understand Yeshua, our Messiah. We must, hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:5 says, in the same way you are younger, submit yourself to the elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. Love your brothers with a tender hearted and humbleness, 1 Peter 3:8. We must show humility. We must understand humility is the opposite of pride. We must get that. That's the important lesson we must get. Humility. You know, when we think about the humility that the scriptures talk about, and we took the example that was supposed to imitate Yeshua, right? We're supposed to take His image. Philippians 2:6-8, chapter 2, verses 6 and 8 says, who, being in the very nature of Yahweh, did not consider equality with Yahweh something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made into human likeness, and being found in it appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And we are called to take up our cross, to die to the pride and be born again in humbleness. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of Yahweh is Yeshua Messiah, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich." Romans 5, 13, "For even Yeshua did not please himself, but only as a result in the results of those who insult you have fallen on me." Let go of the ego if you want to love, if you want to learn what love is. Let go. With your iPads and your iPhones and your iThis and your I. Let go. Let go of ego. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves before Yahweh, and he will lift you up in honor." He will lift you up in honor. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Yeshua Messiah." Let this mind be in you, which is also in Messiah. The attitude of Yeshua has nothing to do with pride, and it's completely filled with love. And that's what we need to remember. And I keep giving you these scriptures to remind you, how our Creator opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble, James 4:6. Hallelujah. So how many of you are ready to repent? Repent and to be honest with yourself and be open up to truly loving, all the attributes of love. And to do that, you have to let go of the pride. You have to let go. To say, "Well, I don't have any pride." Even to think that. Because we might have it and not know it. To say something more like, "Yahweh, if I have pride, please show me and help me get over it." Don't say you don't have it. You know, and to put it into action and be a follower of Yeshua. James 1:22 says, "Do doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Go out there and show your humbleness to the world. Do people you know see you as a prideful person? I mean, nothing wrong with confidence. Confidence is a beautiful thing. The enthusiasm makes a difference with whatever you're talking about and whatever you believe. But there's a clear difference between enthusiasm and being prideful. 1 John 1:8 says, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Humility, we must humble ourselves. It's humility that brings wisdom and honor. It says in Proverbs 11:2, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom and grace." Hallelujah. Proverbs 22:4 says, "By humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches and honor and life." It's not in money, house, or cause. No. It's in love. It's in the love. So when he says, "Love one another as you love yourselves," and when people are on the phone with you and say, "Oh, I love you, brother. I love you. I love you." People don't love you. You know, stop them one day and say, "Oh, do you really love me? Because you said you love me." Do you know what the 16 attributes of love are? Well, these are the 16 attributes. Let me go over the list with you. And anything less than that is not love. So I know you're trying to be nice with your words, but when you say you really love me, do you even know what love is? Because love is all these 16 attributes. So if you got a minute, let's sit down and discuss the... Oh, you don't have time? Here's Paul Neeson's vlog. Go look at them there. You know, there's 16 attributes of love. And somebody gets up to them, "Love you," but they're all prideful and they're all jealous and everything else. You know, "Well, you know what? You said you love me. Hey, Bob, you know, you called me the other day. You said you love me. But you know what? Love says it's not prideful or boastful. And the other day you were prideful on the phone. So how could you love? Well, you know, you said you love me, but you know, this happened." It doesn't mean you owe people favors. It doesn't mean you got to, you know, do certain things, you know, but you got to be a certain way. That's what it means. So we're becoming our own hypocrites when we tell somebody that we love them and we're really not showing them love. Or if you really don't know what love is. First of all, you can't love truly love according to all these attributes without understanding what Yeshua did for us. Without understanding that. You could have, and don't get me wrong, you could have attributes of love. You might even have all 15 of them. But if it's not 16, you don't have love. It's not love if it's anything less. It's a lack of love. You can have a great lack of love or a little lack of love. But only when you have all of them is it love. Now, I know people that they don't claim to know Yeshua, and they seem to have more attributes of love than people that do. You know, and, you know, we all have lessons to learn. We all have areas to get, and just like Yeshua was perfect from keeping from sin, he was perfect from love, and I'm sure, you know, it's very few times and people in our lives that at every moment in our life we're showing all 16 attributes of this. This is one of the reasons and the lessons why we're here in life, is to get to this point, or to get as close to it as possible, as often as possible. Even within a long-term marriage, there's times where we're not always able to show 16 attributes of love that make up complete love towards one another. It's not a bad thing, but where's our attitude? Are we repenting for it and seeking it? Or are we just blowing it off like it doesn't matter and it's not that important? That's what we have to do. We have to humble ourselves and know and be honest with ourselves. What we're working towards, what we want to a goal, our goal to be, and to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and it's my sincerest prayer that I could become more humble and less prideful in my life and learn love to the best degree possible. So praise our wonderful Creator for this wonderful day he has made. And thank you, Father Yahweh, for your holy word. And I pray everyone's getting this. And if you want more of these teachings, you can go to our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can go in there and see our teachings. We're also on the same YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And then we're also on Patreon at Patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. So those are some of the places you can find us here. And I'm so thankful in this world we live in today that we can have the opportunity to get this message out and share it with one another here over the internet and stuff and get this information out. So I thank you for your encouraging words, and I want us to understand the concept when it says love one another as you love yourselves and love what our Creator with all your heart, what love truly means. And I want to share with you with the scriptures of what that's saying, and prayerfully we'll all get a more clear understanding from it. So I'm so thankful for this Suffer Well devotional series and sharing this with you. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
There's a father when your father walks away, a friend when no one else knows your name, a light that shines when all the world goes dark, a hand that holds you when you fall apart. His name is Healer of your deeds.